9 o'clock. It's Morning Line on KMBA. KMBA keeping you in tune with our community and the greater community at large down on the Kenai Peninsula, because we're going to have a lot of fun down there the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August. Hardworking Americans, of course, one of the headliners. Very excited for this year's 4th edition of Salmon Stock. And joining us in the studio this morning is Melissa Hoyer. Melissa is the Deputy Director of Renewable Resources Foundation, the founder of Salmon Stock.
Thank you. It has been a fantastic 4 years, and we are excited to be able to do it again this year. It's going to be bigger and better than it's ever been before, and we are super excited.
Okay, before we talk a bunch about the music, because it's all about the music, but it's about fish, too.
It is about
fish.
And
it's about sustainability. It's about protecting our mama Earth. And talk for just a minute about what Renewable Resources Foundation is and what they do and how this little Salmon Stock thing got going.
Yeah, so we are focused on Alaska's renewable resources, and we're a nonprofit based here in Alaska, and we are focused on protecting the amazing fishery resource we have on Bristol Bay. And so we have taken that just fantastic thing that has grown and raised awareness about all the different various salmon issues we have. Salmon are such an integral part of who we are as Alaskans, and decided to make a big festival to celebrate what we have and also to bring awareness about some of the issues that could potentially affect those amazing resources.
What's different this year?
What's different this year? There's
are they going to do the aerial photograph?
Yeah, we're doing it on Saturday. It's at 3 o'clock on Saturday. That's going to be a new design. People love that. And the weather is supposed to be fantastic this weekend, which is, I don't know if we've ever had really amazing weather, not that anyone seems to notice, but it's supposed to be a pretty nice weekend. So everyone can lay down in some probably drier dirt than we're used to.
Yeah. The first year I was in the picture, and it was pretty interesting, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was great. Hey, okay, so we got new headliners, but we got a bunch of people coming back, repeat offenders, repeat performers too. Should we do it song? Should we play a song from a first-timer at Salmon Stock?
Let's do it. Because
he is so good. Keller Williams is, he's done all this great solo work. He's had albums out with the String Cheese Incident. He did this great thing with the McCory band a year or so ago. So let's do that. Come to Salmon Stock. Keller Williams, this is Freaker by the Speaker on 90.3 KNBA Music Matters.
Spinning around, how do you not dizzy yet and fall down? Is that what happens when you feel the sound? But if that was me, I would be on the ground. I would not get up, I would dance on my back, throw my legs up in the air, yeah, like I thought, okay, yeah, and wave at them from side to side. Then I buzz into a windmill, then right into a backspin. Freaker, right by the speaker, never seem to get enough. Priceless expression when space is possession, like, yeah, that's the stuff. Electro, stereo, phone, call me for the lookout. It's good in the day, I like it that way, but it's perfectly normal at night. Lollipop binky and a face full of metal. Her eyes is as wide as a truck and somebody just floored the pedal. Her mental clearance is high, but the overpass is low. She ducks her head and holds on tight. When she gets through, she lets go. cause she's a tweaker right by the speaker. Never seem to get enough. Priceless expression when space is possession. Like, yeah, that's the stuff. Electronics, stereo, phonics, going from the left and the right. It's good in the day, I like it that way, but it's perfectly normal at night. Shirt bouncers gather in the corner, feel like the room just got a little warmer. Point at you, what up with that? But don't worry, yo, I got your back. But one of them dudes is as big as the both of us, big old arms, big as a school bus. Looks like he could snap us into. I ain't got no gun, so I think we should run. I don't know about you, spinning around. How do you not dizzy out and fall down? Ah, that's what happens when you feel the sound. But if that was me, I would be on the ground. I would not get up, I would dance on my back, throw my legs up in the air like I don't care, and waver them from side to side. Not bust into a windmill and right into a backspin. Freaker, right by the speaker, never seem to get enough. Priceless expression when space is possession. Like, yeah, that's the stuff. Electronic, stereo, fine, home for my life and the right. It's good in the day, I like it that way, but it's perfectly normal at night.
Sunday, 5:30 at the Ocean Stage at Salmon Stockton in Nilchik, you will be able to hear Keller Williams live. 5:30, man, Sunday. Keller Williams from Laugh with Freaker by the Speaker. Our guest this morning is Melissa Hoyer. Melissa is the Deputy Director of Renewable Resources Foundation, the founders of Salmon Stock. How, you know, we should talk about fish, but you know, I got to go to my heart being, my heart's torn between music and fish, okay? I mean, you got to love them
us
both.
Too.
But how do you, it just keeps growing every year. Hardworking Americans, a jam supergroup, Keller Williams, Carl Hollingsworth from Street and Cheese, I don't have a list in front of me, Lucinda Williams, Great American Taxi, all these folks. How do you get the, I mean, these are not like D-listers. These are the big stars. How do you get them to come to Samus? I'm playing the Nilchik this weekend.
Maybe. That's right. Where are you going? We are really fortunate to have Jim Sturms on our team, and he is based down in Homer, and he has years and years and years of experience working with artists, and has just he works super hard to help make this festival happen. And then artists really want to come to Alaska. They want to do salmon-related things. They want to come up and go fishing and see our beautiful state, and then they get to play at this festival that has a reputation for itself down the lower 48, and they can't wait to get here. And so we have a little bit working for us. We have a little bit working against us. You know, we're in Alaska. We're super far away from everything else. But folks just want to come. They love it, and the vibe is really good. You know, the audience is interactive and excited, and they're not turned away by any kind of good weather or bad weather or the drive down, or, you know, they're down there to have a good time and to celebrate what we have, and artists get just jazzed to be there.
This is a mystique about the great.
Yeah. Night.
Okay, now that I talked about that, it took up way too much time. Let's talk about, let's go the specifics here. Camping, how do people get from the campsite to the festival?
Yeah, so all of this information is on salmonstock.org, as well as you can go buy tickets there. Tickets, we have advanced tickets on sale, which are cheaper than at the gate, through Thursday night. Friday morning, you can start buying them at the festival grounds, and then all the way through the festival, you can buy them at the gate. But early bird, you know, advanced, cheaper tickets are available now, and we are expecting to sell out, so I would strongly suggest that folks buy tickets ahead of time. But information, if there's camping, there are shuttle stops, what the hours are, who's playing when, what to go and what to do is all on that sameinstock.org website.
Okay, and kids are free, is that right?
Yeah, kids 12 and under are free with a ticket-holding adult, and it's a very, very family-friendly event. We want the whole family to come down for the weekend, come have a good time. Yeah.
And I would imagine, as in years past, there's plenty of opportunities, educational opportunities, and vendors with their wares.
Yes, exactly. So we are, of course, celebrating salmon, but we're also celebrating people who are working hard to protect them. And so there's a number of people talking about salmon-related issues. You can go learn more about, take action if you choose to. And then while you're there, we have just fantastic food vendors that are doing all sorts of fish-related things, as well as other stuff from it's really the best of Alaska, which is down there, and then craft and other vendors as well.
Yay, yum. Fish.
Yeah.
Fish and music. So, you know, Woodstock was 3 days of peace and music. Okay, I'm all about peace, but fish and music, come on. There you go.
Yeah, we're taking it to the next step.
Salmon Stock, the fourth annual Salmon Stock Nanilchik, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Melissa Hoyer, thanks so much for joining us on Morning Line. We'll see you down in Nanilchik.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, salmonstock.org is where to go to find out lots more information. Programming on KMBA, supported by Weldon Construction LLC, a subsidiary of Siri Services Corporation, providing commercial, industrial, and governmental construction services in Alaska and the Pacific Rim since 1991. That's it for Morning Line. Till tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
Our vintage cafe to start this week goes back to 2011 and the first appearance of Fitz and the Tantrums. Who knew at that time that they would continue to make incredibly catchy music? I'm David Dye. It's fun to go back to the beginning on our vintage cafe with Fitz and the Tantrums on the next World Cafe.
The World Cafe, weeknights at 6 p.m. on 90.3 KNBA. Music matters.
Yalida.
Doyinta.
Jamai. Koyana ni chuganilut.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.